The views, opinions, and discussions expressed on this show are those of the host or guest, and not necessarily those of NMJC, its employees, or board of directors.
Good morning. Welcome. It's Lee County with Lindsay on a beautiful March day, and I'm not even remotely kidding when I say beautiful. Sun is shining, blue skies. Lindsay's a happy camper. 70 degrees, I think, is what the high is expected for today, which means I am getting closer and closer to not having Mr. Fall and Winter knocking on my doorstep anymore. And I love it. For those of you who wanted rain, we've gotten, I think, more in the last week than we have in the last probably, 6 months, it seems like. And snow to boot a couple of weeks, like moisture all over the place. So now we don't have to have any more of that. That's the weather update for today, folks. But more importantly, you've tuned in because you want to listen to us talk about the people, the places, the events, the organizations, all things fabulous that are going on in and around your community right here on Lee County with Lindsay. And I do appreciate you tuning in. I tell you, the fact that it's already March, we're already talking about the middle of March. We're talking about Friday the 13th of March, Louise Hudson. That's what we're actually going to talk about today. But it's just, it blows my mind that we're already this far into a year. Can you believe it?
No, I'm just like, I think it's January. It yes. just seems like.
It should be.
It should, yes.
It really should be. And especially because I feel like it was just yesterday that I was trying to gear up for writing 2020. And I don't know where January and February went, although I've seen across the board on Facebook that some people are really glad those months are gone. It's been kind of a weird year already, but I feel like great things are going to be happening in March. And I hope that the luck of the Irish, the fact that it's spring, maybe you're a daylight savings fan. I don't know. Whatever it is, I hope it's all working for everybody out there, right?
I am a daylight savings
fan. Are you?
I am so glad to see the sun at 5 o'clock. I love it.
I do too. Now, I saw somebody tell me this morning, do you not realize you're trading off that evening sun for the morning being so dark? And I'm like, but I don't care about what's going on in the morning. I like to be asleep or just groggy and in my own world. At 7 o'clock is when I like it to matter.
Yeah, it makes a difference. It's going to be dark early in the morning anyway. That's so right. Let's have it light later right. on. So I'm all in.
I completely agree, and I feel that. So, okay, when I start talking about Friday the 13th and how come that may be important to you, each year for, I think now, I don't know if this is only number two or three.
Two.
Is it number two?
Number two.
So you are coming back to talk to us here on this show about what is not a small run of fabulous fundraising events for the Lee County Women's Network, but what is a really cool way of celebrating this event in March, your Irish Hoopla event.
Correct.
I think
Correct.
It just makes you sound, when I say Irish Hoopla, I just think of great time no matter what.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter what you're going to do. I'm going to have a good time.
You know, it's going to be fun.
It's a hoopla.
You're going to laugh and
right.
talk to people and have a good time.
And last year absolutely proved to be all of that.
Yes.
We did laugh and we had a great time. And I know this year is going to be the same. Let's back up a little bit. Even though we wanted to make sure everyone knew that we were going to be talking about your fundraising event for the Lee County Women's Network, which is this Friday, the Friday the 13th, March 13th, we really need to make sure each time we have this conversation that everyone understands why this organization is so important and why the fundraising efforts are absolutely vital, not just to you lovely ladies who are part of the organization, but more so to all the amazing ladies that you help in the process. So give us a little synopsis of what you feel is the most important things to say about Lee County Women's Network.
Okay, basically Lee County Women's Network is a service organization, and we do two things. We raise money to give scholarships to women going to either New Mexico Junior College or the University of the Southwest. And this can be somebody just getting out of high school or somebody your age or my age,
right.
Lindsay. It
All
doesn't
of the,
matter.
Anywhere That's in the gamut, right?
Anywhere. And we do that. And we also support a student mentor program for high school junior and senior girls. And that's a really fun program, and we work with them in areas that they're interested in going to, and we use the resources of all the women in our community that are in those fields, and they share with them. We also take them to Santa Fe. during the legislature and introduce them to the Capitol and the way the workings of our government in New Mexico go.
And now, you as a board member for this organization have been involved in both aspects, the scholarship as well as the mentoring program, in extremely detailed capacities. Right. How long have you been doing this? Do you know? Do you ever keep a count of the years?
I'm guessing at least 20.
Yeah.
As long as we've been here.
Isn't that amazing? And so, Louise, I'm going to ask this kind of, it's an interesting question as far as it's off the beaten path, but everyone says, and I agree and understand where this comes from to some degree, that kids are just different these days, or people have changed, or the world's changed. Well, of course the world's changed. It continues to do that. That's how it works, right? And I'm sure people do change. But do you find that kind of the basic principles of what this organization was founded on and the basic needs that you established these programs to meet are still kind of the same for these young women or these women who are taking another chance at another career later in life, whatever the case may be, whatever the really interesting story may be? It's really not changed much at all.
Absolutely, it hasn't. We still are working and trying to get ahead and moving forward in life. And we still have all these young ladies coming out of high school and needing to go somewhere with some direction. And so the mentor program can help with that. And then the scholarships can help them to get to where they're going. And I've seen the same thing over and over and over. And we have different tools that we work with.
Right.
But other Great than point. That, it's very, very much the same.
And I feel like that's really what's great about this organization is it's been able to stay current. It's been able to, because that mission is the same need is there, you're constantly being able to evolve, but yet not have to recreate yourselves. And I think Correct. That consistency is what I believe is really beautiful about the organization, which I've now been familiar with for 10 to 13 years, because I've been back in Hobbs, and I think I started really early on back when I came back participating. And I just think, wow, how crazy, with all that is different and all that has changed, there is the roots of this is still completely valid and current.
Yes, and the need and what we're doing
that's right.
hasn't really changed. The need for helping people attend college and be able to move forward and further themselves is always there. It's
right.
going to be there.
And the fact that it's Lee County institutions, so New Mexico Junior College, USW, that's not a coincidence by any means. That was all in meant. But what I think is great when I found out that you offered both of those is they offer very different things, and you can accomplish very different things by the path you choose through either of them. And so I think that is the other wonderful piece of this is there's almost. You could almost pick anything, whether it's that you just want an associate's, or maybe you just want some basic skills classes to be able to go and get a job, or maybe you actually want that bachelor's or master's, or now you can even get a doctoral degree. And I mean, there is so much that you can get in Lee County through our higher education institutions that you don't have to be in one direction. And I'm imagining that you've seen through the 20 plus years that there is something for everyone that you've been able to provide through the scholarship funds that you've been able to get out there.
Yes, we've had people go to New Mexico Junior College and get an associate's, and maybe that's the end of it, but lots of times it's not. Sometimes they will transfer on over to University of Southwest or transfer somewhere else. I can think of a couple of girls that went through our mentor program and then were scholarship recipients and graduated a year ago, and they are both now, one is at Texas Tech and one is in Odessa.
Do you just kind of beam like a parent whenever you hear that?
Yeah. And they, some of them stay up with us. They keep
That's
up
awesome.
With us. And this is kind of fun. And another thing is that through the years, I've seen that so many of these people come back to Lee County and they give back.
I'm living
it's
proof.
It's like, they do. They come back.
Right.
And so we are helping better our community
right.
by bringing back our own people, and they are giving back. So the money that people contribute and help to contribute to our program is helping Lee County because they're giving back those adults,
whatever it is, because I think it is really important to know that it's not just young people who end up giving getting these scholarships, but whoever, either they stay here and they continue to raise their families and to contribute and be productive citizens and jobs and increase our workforce, et cetera, or like you said, they go and then they come back home because we do that a lot. But it's really this kind of circle of contribution is a really important point, because I know a lot of businesses and even some individuals, they want to help, but they really, their passion is about helping Lee County. As much as they want to help individual people and they like helping watching people accomplish goals, they really just want to know that in the end, Lee County is going to be better for it. And I think probably 9 times out of 10, that circle that you just described is happening for whether it's the mentorship program or the scholarship program. They're getting the benefit, and then we see it as a community or as a county.
I can think of one girl that was a girl, a woman that had 3 children when she came into our scholarship program. So she was, you know, out of school for a while, but wanted to go back. She wanted to get her teaching degree. And so she was in our program as a scholarship winner and went through school and had another child during that time, but got her degree and is now been teaching for 5 years in our school system. So it's someone who wanted to stay here and wanted to do more and give back. And as a teacher, what better way to give back?
I was going to say, we know we need lots of those. And we know that that is one of the most crucial jobs that anyone can have, is to be part of that growth process for our young people. This organization has a great board, and I know that's what continues to make it happen. It has great volunteers to be able to put on things and be able to participate in the mentor program. I know that you call on people who aren't necessarily part of the organization even to help contribute and make sure that these girls are getting a well-rounded approach of what their options are in life and experiences that they can maybe draw on to make their own decisions about their own path. It is super exciting to me that then each year it kind of culminates with what I'm going to call a celebration of whatever you've accomplished in the past year, but it also lays the foundation of everything that you hope to accomplish for the next year. And you have some, you've shared last year, and I've heard you say it years and years in the past, of you actually know what the overall contributions have been from not only the funds raised and but the dollars given out, that this whole circle that we're talking about.
Right.
Give me some of that data and statistics of who you've helped or how much you've helped in whatever way you've helped.
Well, since 2013, we've kept good records.
Okay.
But since 2013, we have given out 102 scholarships to New Mexico Junior College and 31 to the University of the Southwest.
That's amazing.
And that's a total of $62,000. So, when we fund somebody, for example, if you got a scholarship, then our promise to you is if you keep your grades up, we fund you until you get your degree. So
it's not just a one-time deal.
No. So when we have this fundraiser, we need to raise enough money to know that if we give 9 scholarships out this year, we can fund them all the way through their degree plan.
Whether it's an associate's or a bachelor's,
absolutely,
that's what you're committing to.
That's right.
And when they
that's
apply, right. You know their intention, and so you are assuming that amount of money
that's
at
right.
the front.
And
to your point, I know some people think, well, $62,000, that's a lot of New Mexico Junior College classes because we have luckily a very affordable program out here. But again, that may not just be one semester.
Most
of the time you probably are choosing that, you know, it's probably to finish an associate. So 2 years for 102 potential students that you've already done, those 31 USW scholarships, while USW is an amazing school, it is not something that doesn't have a price tag with it,
right,
as it should be. It's a great private institution, so it has a rate that is indicative of such. And you gotta assume 4 years for each of those people. So this is a really large commitment that you're making to each student that you choose to award. Is 9 about par for each year? Give or take.
Yeah, give or take, depending on what our applications are. Now,
gotcha.
If we can't award as many at USW,
right,
because of the higher tuition rate, the higher rate, as we could at the JC.
Gotcha.
But, and one of my favorite examples, too, is a girl that happened to be in our mentor program for a couple of years, and then she got to be one of our scholarship winners and has been at USW, and she has been accepted into medical school. So she'll be recognized. She'll be talking to everybody for about 5 minutes at our fundraiser. So you'll get to see her. But I mean, we're really proud. We're like proud parents when
Absolutely.
We can see this happening.
I mean, and that's a huge, just a huge commitment and step. And, right. and I'm sure that she will tell you in her comments that having the guidance as early as she did in the mentoring program, having the support, both financially, and I think y'all are pretty good cheerleaders, too,
oh, yeah.
for your girls that you take on when they're young and coming out of high school and trying to make sure that they find the right path. And then now at this phase where she knows exactly what she wants, she's obviously accomplished a lot to be able to get to the point to get accepted into medical school. I'm all proud over here, and I haven't even heard the story yet.
And she's focused, and it's
amazing.
Nice to know that we've contributed and helped her. And financially, everybody usually comes back and says, I couldn't have done this
right.
without some help. So
right.
it's nice to know that we've been able to help in some way.
And now for the exciting part is as much as the organization takes that responsibility and is very proud of it, it wouldn't be for the contributions of others, whether it be through
right.
buying a ticket and going to the Irish Hoopla and participating in the auction, whether it be actually making a donation that is specifically intended to be part of the scholarship organization. Scholarship program. There's lots of ways to do it. Maybe it's sponsoring the Irish Hoopla event or another event later that you actually want your business to be recognized for such. You got lots of ways, Louise, that these people can contribute to this amazing cause that we've talked about. So let's tell them all the different options they have that are specifically coming up this Friday.
Okay, well, we have sponsorships, and people, individuals or businesses
okay.
can give us a monetary sponsorship.
Okay.
And that comes with some tickets to the Hoopla if they choose. And
okay.
some people just want to help, but they really aren't going to attend. Some people want to let their employees come.
Okay.
And so do you want me to tell you some of our sponsors?
Do it. I say give those people credit for what
yeah.
they've already committed to.
Urenco has always been one of our platinum sponsors. They've
right.
always been very good to help us. And they specifically even help extra in the mentor program for the trip to Santa Fe.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Definitely been good. And then like in our gold sponsors, we have Divine Energy.
Okay.
And then we have RNL Trucking Incorporated. And we've got Mate Olguin and United Realty. And then we have in our silver sponsors, we've got Reno Equipment, EYM and Associates, Burkett Shaw Realty, Dell and Associates, Andy and Janice Sloan, Shannon and Chris Allen, Estacado Credit Union, Cynthia Lowe's, CH Express, and then we've got bronze sponsors. We've got Robinson and Associates. We've got Marianne and Mike Westbrook. We've got Mark Sanchez, M&D Clothing, Rick Hatley, and Louise and Jay Hudson. And this is just so far.
Right, right.
Everybody's busy the last minute. We want to get, we'd like our sponsors. If anyone is interested in sponsoring, just give a call. I'm going to give my phone number in just a minute
okay.
for some
yeah.
tickets. But we want to do this immediately so that we can have them on our signage and they
okay.
can be recognized.
So don't delay. If you hear this, make sure you make the phone call very quickly if you want the benefit of being recognized for your sponsorship. If you're not so worried about the recognition, you just want to make sure that you are contributing and helping out, then make that phone call as well so that we can get you with Louise and get that all taken care of. Because after this event, y'all will start tallying up how much you've made and help kind of solidify how many scholarships you're able to then
right.
award, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, I do know in past you've had this great auction. You're going to have another auction.
Mm-hmm. We're having an auction.
Okay.
We will have silent auction items and live auction items.
Okay.
And this isn't like some banquets that go on and on and on in auctions. We'll only have about 8 to 10 live auction items.
Okay.
Chris Seed, who's a real live auctioneer, is going
I'm
to
so
be
glad
auctioning.
You got a real live one this year.
I know, Lindsay, you stepped up to the plate last year. And
we will admit that was part of the comedic humor of the evening, if nothing else. It worked, but I would never pretend like I knew what I was doing.
But it worked. It worked well, and we raised money, so it did
I'm glad personally that Chris was not there to witness it, yes. But anyway.
But Chris is going to be doing our auctioning this time, and so we've got some fun live auction and silent auction items.
Awesome.
And then we will have one of our girls in the mentor program to just, you know, like 3 minutes worth. Sometimes these girls are pretty shy.
Yep.
And then one of our scholarship winners to so that you can see the face of what we're about. And this is the face of the people that the money's going to support. So,
and I do love those moments where you get to just go, look at what we know we're helping. At what all of this fun and excitement tonight is actually going to produce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have things like 4 Dallas Cowboys tickets.
Oh, my goodness. You just sold some tickets, I bet, to this event right then and there.
And that's going to be exciting. We have a really neat wooden bench and a table, and it's handmade.
Oh, wow.
By a gentleman that's one of our, Stephen Bridgeforth. I don't know if anyone knows who he is, but
I think I've heard the name.
At one point,
absolutely.
In Lovington. And he does awesome woodworking. We have a C&W PC Shield 9mm handgun.
Ooh.
And cleaning kit.
I like that.
We usually always have one gun. We're not really, you know, this isn't a gun event. But
no, it's not a gun event, but that always goes really well, too.
Everybody,
people like it.
Once one. So, and then the Hobbs Fire Department has donated a ride to school in the fire truck.
Very fun.
And this is going to be fun. It's going to be auctioned off. And if you want this for your child or your grandchild, then that's arranged. And they will come to the house and pick your child up
in the fire truck. Yeah.
In the fire truck, engines, you know, running and blazing and
maybe even have the dog, because they now have the fire department has their mascot dog. Maybe he'll get to be with them.
And then riding to school and arriving and everything with all kinds of pomp and circumstance. So it'll be fun. And I know someone that did that for their grandchild and said that was the best money they ever spent.
Aww,
it was absolutely amazing.
The smile on that face could not be valued, I'm sure. So that's very nice.
Memories.
Yep.
And then we have some Texas Ranger tickets and hotel. So that if anybody's gearing up for the baseball,
absolutely.
That should be fun. And we've got another one that's going to be kind of fun for the kids. It's it's called the Blazing Wheels 12-volt Dune Buggy, Dune Beach Buggy, or Beach Dune Buggy, and it's one of those car deals that they ride on and stuff. But it's really cute looking.
I bet.
And it's all put together.
You just better hope your kids don't see it before you have to buy it, because then you really are going to be in trouble.
Right.
Now, here's the cool thing: these are all going to be on the live auction, but that means if you aren't at the hoopla, you don't get to bid on it and take it home.
That's right.
And here's my theory on auctions: I say this every time I have this conversation with somebody. If you need to buy something, you might as well buy it through an auction where the proceeds are going to benefit the organization. You already know what the organization is going to do with it. And then in turn, you get to still have the item.
Right.
I'm not saying that we don't want to support local business, but this is just one of those unique things where if you know that you want to be helpful or that you just know you need some of these items, go do it this direction so that everybody benefits and you still get the thing you want to get.
Absolutely.
Love it.
And have a good time.
And have
at
a great
the same
time. That's right.
Doing that as well.
Now the hoopla, is it a, what time is it start?
Okay, it's 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And what all
six
will be
to
provided?
Nine. It's 6 to 9. Okay. Tickets are $25.
Okay.
And that includes heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
This is at the Hobbs Country Club.
Oh, yes.
And
heavy
hors d'oeuvres, so that'll be really good. There will be a cash bar there of people want to, and they have actually, the country club has come up with some fun Irish drinks.
I bet so.
So in keeping with our theme, and so that's something you might want to indulge in and try.
And I know last year there were people kind of dressed up to celebrate all the Irishness. Mm-hmm. I was in green, but I didn't look nearly as cute as some of the people. So I say take advantage of it being a crazy Friday the 13th.
Right.
Get your Irish garb on and go have a great time. $25 per person.
Mm-hmm.
You can get their tickets in advance?
They can get their tickets in advance. We don't have a way to sell them online, but you can. I'll give you a number you can text if you want tickets, and she will be real accommodating to get things to you. That number is 575-318-9215.
All right. And that's if you want to buy tickets for the Irish Hoopla for this Friday. Call that number.
Text.
Text that number. Okay.
Text and just say tickets and give your name. And
she'll arrange for how to get those. Okay. $25 per person. What a great date night. What a great night to maybe go out, just the girls or the guys or whatever it is. Yep. Go have some fun. Go bid on some auction items. Go eat some yummy hors d'oeuvres and maybe have an Irish cocktail. And more importantly, most importantly, know that you're helping out a great cause. Last but not least, you want to give away some tickets.
Yes, I do want to give away some tickets.
So whether you're listening to this show on Tuesday or Thursday, Saturday people that you're listening, you heard a great wrap up of what happened last night. And I'm so sorry. But for Tuesday and Thursday's show, if you're listening, Louise is going to give away some tickets both days. So the first person to text a different number, right? Mm-hmm. So get ready, get your pen and paper handy or pick up your phone. Put this number in your phone right now and text to this number.
575-318-3568.
3568. And if you want free tickets, what do you want them to put in it?
Just tickets and put your name. And I'll
give me my tickets.
And I'll get back with them.
Tickets and put your name. And Louise, the first person that that texts her on Tuesday or Thursday after listening to the show will receive a pair of tickets.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, if you want to buy some, we gave the other number. And then last but not least, if you want to be a sponsor, they can also text the last number that you gave.
Yes, either.
And, or either or. Yeah, and then put want to be a sponsor. Yes. And they'll get back to you with that.
Glad to. Or if anybody has something, you know, if someone's listening or a business is listening and you've got something that you would like to donate as a silent auction item.
Perfect.
We would love to have that because we've got some really fun things. We've got some NASCAR, Texas NASCAR tickets on our silent auction.
Well.
And we've got a great hunting package. There's a backpack and all kinds of goodies in it and a $250 taxidermy certificate for Broken Arrow Taxidermy here. And so we've got a lot of really fun things on our silent auction also. And you might want to donate something for that.
And more importantly, go and have a great time. Go. Enjoy your evening and enjoy helping out the young women or the older women or the anywhere in between women who want to better themselves here in Lee County.
And I do want to say, this is definitely a couples thing too.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a women's. It's
right.
It's a women's organization helping women. But as I was just talking to Dustin a little while ago, he's surrounded by women in his family. And so, you know, you want women to be moving forward in their lives and having a good time. But this is couples. Men come too.
Husband and I have gone multiple years together. We have a great time. It's one of those nights that we don't get out very often. And when we do, we completely enjoy it. There's nothing but great to be had. And it's just kind of a let loose and be part of the enjoyment and the celebration of it all. So,
absolutely.
Awesome.
We Louise welcome Hudson, everybody.
Such a pleasure, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lindsay.
And thanks for all your effort as well as the rest of the organization for what you do to put this on and to be part of this community in such a huge way.
Thank you, Lindsay, for allowing us to get our voice heard.
My pleasure. Of course, tune in next week. We'll tell you all about other great things going on in and around the community. I am Lindsay Chisholm McCarter. Have a great day, Lee County.
We at KNMJ want to keep you informed, and we've got some cancellations out here at New Mexico Junior College for Pi Day. Pi Day was supposed to be this Saturday at the Lee County Event Center, March 14th. It is canceled now due to the governor's directive that people cancel events with larger crowds at least through the end of April. So NMJC is doing that. Dr. Sharp and the vice presidents are talking daily about any new developments. So things may happen there. We'll see. But NMJC's focus is keeping everybody healthy and safe. And that's what we're doing. Also, this Sunday, the NMJC Community Band Concert has been canceled as well here on campus. So Pi Day, March 14th. The community band concert on March 15th, both canceled right now. And for more information, you could go to nmjc.edu.